Now that everyone in my readership has been forced to realize that Federal Reserve notes are less than worthless and always have been, and secondly, that United States notes and any other kind of debt notes are also less than worthless, it's time to go on and deal with reality. We have it on good authority that the Babylonian cartel responsible for this criminal con game is busy preparing the United States notes to replace the Federal Reserve notes and are going to attempt to keep right on playing their same old game. First, they plan on collapsing all their maritime commercial banks, taking your deposits with them. For some time now, they have altered their service agreements and claimed ownership of your deposits, but because you need two sets of spectacles to read this new contract offer and because you could not possibly understand the legalese used to put it forward, you have all been left unaware of this agreement you purportedly endorsed by choosing to keep your checking account open. This is how they legalize bail-ins and bailouts and account seizures, and having done this, they can claim that you agreed to donate your deposits to them and are under an implied contractual agreement with them to do so, at their discretion. Not to fear. Take a screenshot or go to an ATM and get a daily account statement, so that you have a record of how much you had in their bank. Every penny plus damages will be returned to you. They may roll up their Babylonian caravan and attempt to escape behind a flurry of pre-planned bank failures and self-interested implied contracts, but it won't save their hides. We are waiting for them this time. Second, when they have everyone running around terrified and screaming, "Oh, I lost my life savings, and I'm ruined. My business is ruined, and I'll lose my house. I can't pay the mortgage, and what am I going to do? I lost my job, and I'm on a fixed income, what happens if I don't get my check?" Then, they plan to walk in like the saviors, and offer a once-in-a-lifetime settlement offer of several thousand dollars, and, if you are on Social Security or other government pensions, etc., they are going to increase your monthly benefit by a few hundred, and the chumps among us will be so grateful for this godsend, which is actually among the cruelest swindles of all. They are trying to settle their debt, owed to you, for far less than pennies on a dollar. What you want to do when you receive this check is to endorse it with a conditional acceptance, accepted as a partial payment toward what I am owed. Take a copy of the front and back so you have evidence of their attempted fraud and your reply to them. As of this morning, November 30, 2023, this is their game plan. And we are waiting for them, even if they are dumb enough to go ahead and try it. And even if the word doesn't get to some poor souls in time, the perps are already dead in the water. Following the great bank collapse and theft of your deposits, and the attempted strong-arm payoff accommodation they are trying to set up for themselves, they will happily go around and buy up your homes and businesses and farms for pennies on a dollar using I.O.U.S. based on these same assets of yours. Isn't that sweet of them? They pretend to represent you while impersonating you. They use your assets as their collateral, issue I.O.U.S. in your name, and then use this as money to force you to sell your assets at fire sale prices to them. And all because of a bank collapse that they engineered for their own self-interest. We're waiting for them, baby cakes. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now, quickly, a word about the currency speculation that has been going on with people buying and trading Zimbabwe Zim and Iraqi dinar and Vietnamese dong, etc. They intend to suck you into going to secret-to-be-disclosed locations, mostly on old army bases that the vermin have bought using Federal Reserve notes, ha, ha, and force you to sign non-disclosure agreements. Once you give them this get-out-of-jail-free card, they will offer you a tiny percentage of the face value of your foreign currency holdings, maybe up to 10%, if you are lucky. And if you are a good little girl, maybe up to 20% if you spend it wisely on philanthropic projects. This is just Uncle M.O. getting his 80-90% share of the take. The CIA set up a puppet government in Zimbabwe, and that puppet government signed over all of Zimbabwe's mineral wealth. The increase in Zimbabwe's international net worth is due to this deal, not any sudden discovery of new mineral wealth. So, just so you know, when you take advantage of this run-up in certain currency values, you are screwing the innocent people of Zimbabwe and guaranteeing that their country will be drilled, mined, and polluted beyond belief. Realize that the actual owners of all this mineral wealth will be reduced to being slave labor. And don't imagine that your plans to do good with all this money makes up for it. It's a crime, and whether you know it or not, you are set up to be an accomplice. So maybe you ought to just hold on to those zims and dinars and dongs until after the dust settles and real governments return to these countries. Now that everyone in my readership has been forced to realize that Federal Reserve notes are less than worthless and always have been, and secondly, that United States notes and any other kind of debt notes are also less than worthless, it's time to go on and deal with reality. We have it on good authority that the Babylonian cartel responsible for this criminal con game is busy preparing the United States notes to replace the Federal Reserve notes and are going to attempt to keep right on playing their same old game. First, they plan on collapsing all their maritime commercial banks, taking your deposits with them. For some time now, they have altered their service agreements and claimed ownership of your deposits. But because you need two sets of spectacles to read this new contract offer and because you could not possibly understand the legalese used to put it forward, you have all been left unaware of this agreement you purportedly endorsed by choosing to keep your checking account open. This is how they legalize bail-ins and bailouts and account seizures, and having done this, they can claim that you agreed to donate your deposits to them and are under an implied contractual agreement with them to do so, at their discretion. Not to fear. Take a screenshot or go to an ATM and get a daily account statement, so that you have a record of how much you had in their bank. Every penny plus damages will be returned to you. They may roll up their Babylonian caravan and attempt to escape behind a flurry of pre-planned bank failures and self-interested implied contracts, but it won't save their hides. We are waiting for them this time. Second, when they have everyone running around terrified and screaming, "Oh, I lost my life savings, and I'm ruined. My business is ruined, and I'll lose my house. I can't pay the mortgage, and what am I going to do? I lost my job, and I'm on a fixed income. What happens if I don't get my check?" Then, they plan to walk in like the saviors, and offer a once-in-a-lifetime settlement offer of several thousand dollars, and, if you are on Social Security or other government pensions, etc., they are going to increase your monthly benefit by a few hundred. And the chumps among us will be so grateful for this godsend, which is actually among the cruelest swindles of all. They are trying to settle their debt, owed to you, for far less than pennies on a dollar. What you want to do when you receive this check is to endorse it with a conditional acceptance, accepted as a partial payment toward what I am owed. Take a copy of the front and back so you have evidence of their attempted fraud and your reply to them. As of this morning, November 30, 2023, this is their game plan. And we are waiting for them. Even if they are dumb enough to go ahead and try it, and even if the word doesn't get to some poor souls in time, the perps are already dead in the water. Following the great bank collapse and theft of your deposits, and the attempted strong-arm payoff accommodation they are trying to set up for themselves, they will happily go around and buy up your homes and businesses and farms for pennies on a dollar using I.O.U.S. based on these same assets of yours. Isn't that sweet of them? They pretend to represent you while impersonating you. They use your assets as their collateral, issue I.O.U.S. in your name, and then use this as money to force you to sell your assets at fire sale prices to them, and all because of a bank collapse that they engineered for their own self-interest. We're waiting for them, baby cakes. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now, quickly, a word about the currency speculation that has been going on with people buying and trading Zimbabwe Zim and Iraqi dinar and Vietnamese dong, etc. They intend to suck you into going to secret to be disclosed locations, mostly on old army bases that the vermin have bought using Federal Reserve notes, ha, ha. And force you to sign non-disclosure agreement. A little later on, you will be able to walk into any bank of commerce and exchange those currencies like any other currencies. No secret appointments, no NDAs, no 90% cut to Uncle M.O. And if Zimbabwe decides to develop Zimbabwe's mineral wealth, you will know that the benefit of it is going to the people, not a rapacious international crime syndicate. You may not make trillions of dollars off of your currency speculation investments, but you won't be an accomplice to a crime either.